The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The conventional wisdom is that ExxonMobil won big, but did it? More after this. By a vote of 5-3, the Supreme Court yesterday saved ExxonMobil about $2 billion. It cut the punitive damages owed to fishermen affected by the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster so that after 14 years of litigation, fishermen like Ted Rayner, instead of getting the original $75,000 each, end up with $15,000.
That is not much for destroyed livelihoods. That's a slap in the face to every single plaintiff in this matter.
But a majority of the court noted that considering Exxon had already paid about $15,000 to each fisherman for their actual losses, the court had every right to put a reasonable limit on the damage award. Ted Rayner thinks that's a lot of nonsense.
How do you put a price tag on seagulls flying in the sky and otters swimming in the water and whales spouting at sea? How do you do that?
David Frederick, the lawyer who represented the state of Alaska, says, count your blessings. The court could have thrown out the idea of punitive damages altogether.
By cutting the award from $2.5 billion to $500 million, Exxon saved itself $2 billion. But the principle that Exxon has to pay some punishment is an important principle, and the court vindicated that.
But even though ExxonMobil saved a bundle of money, this may come back to haunt the company. Because this case sends a message that even a company found guilty of a reckless action, which is what the jury found, can spend 14 years fighting the people harmed by that recklessness and end up paying one-tenth of the original punishment. What do you suppose is going to happen the next time oil company officials come before Congress asking for permission to expand offshore drilling? What do you suppose will happen when they try to assure the assembled members that they're prepared to assume responsibility for any mistakes? Do you think this case might come up? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 26, 2008.